We have Mary Patterson, head coach of the boys and girls cross country for Shawamigan, and Haley Bodo, state qualifier for Shawamigan. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Joel.
Thank you for coming in. Well, last Saturday was quite a day. It was very fun for me to be out there and be a part of it. The beautiful, first of all, that is just a, I know you've been out there a few times now, but just scenic wise, it's just a beautiful location out there for that cross country meet that they have there in Phillips.
It is, really, and they cool. do a wonderful job, and they had that course in mint condition.
Yeah.
It's a very challenging, tough course to compete on, but as you walk it and run it, yeah, it's a nice course.
Yeah, it's a very, very beautiful. Well, let's talk about the day in general, first of all. It's a very unique year in the fact that on the boys' side, we have three teams from the same conference, 1, 2, mm-hmm. and 3 in the entire state
yes.
in Division 3. So you don't see that too often, right?
And it's a very, very tough sectionals. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the Prentice-Riblake boys, Prentice with Riblake combined, and then the Phillips boys. They're like a 1-2 in the whole entire state right now.
Right.
Realistically, both of them, if they both put down, both teams put down really good performances Saturday at state, they could come away with two state trophies out yeah. of our conference.
Yeah, at some point, Marathon Phillips and Prentice-Riblake were all number one at some point in
yes.
the rankings
yeah.
This season. Let's talk, before we talk with Haley, let's talk about your boys, because I know it was very nice to see Matt Hurtreiter come back and be able to run, and talk about the boys and some of their performances at sectionals, if you could.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yes, with that being said, we were very lucky to get Matthew back. He was off to a phenomenal season this year for us, being our top runner, getting up in the top 3, 4, 5 every invite we went to. And then halfway through the season, he got an injury in above his knee, and it set him back for about 3, 4 meets. He missed, injured, couldn't run, couldn't do anything on it, and had to get an MRI. And then he came back, and we started bringing him up again easy, getting the miles on his legs again. I think the biggest thing with that injury was his confidence was really rattled and shaken. And by the time we did get him back, his first race back was conference. And he put down a really nice conference race and earned all conference honors with that race. And we thought we had him pretty close to being able to qualify for state. And he got down to sectionals, and he ran a phenomenal race down there. He really did. It's just that those top five individuals were so good. That boys' race was so loaded with talent.
Yeah.
You know, he did the best he could. He got 20th overall. But when you throw the Prentice-Riblake and the Phillips boys out for the team standings, he ended up 9th. And the top five individuals qualified for state, so he missed it by a few, but he was right in that range. So
yeah.
he did good.
Yeah, good to see him battle back. And
yes.
And he's just a sophomore.
Yes.
So he's
yep.
got a shot to come back, and so hopefully what he did on Saturday will help him build for the
yes.
for the coming
yep.
years. And you had some seniors kind of do their last race. You had Cooper, who's been a part of your program here for a while, and Mr. Jared Heckendorf, some seniors that ran their last race too.
They did, and they ran hard. They, you know, that's where their abilities, that's where they lie. That's where kind of where they should have been in there. I thought they put down good races. Bentley, Ethan, Zach, they were solid for us. And then Lucas was our 7th runner. You know, everybody would have, if you looked at our roster, you would have thought our boys, oh, they're not going to have a very good season. But quite honestly, Joel, I couldn't speak higher of what these boys did throughout the season, their dedication, their hard work. And we had a lot of really good meets that they competed in, big meets, and they performed very well and really represented Shawamigan boys cross country. So
yeah.
I was proud of them.
Like I say sometimes, it was a bad year to be good because there's a lot of good runners when you look at all the top. I mean, you got Marathon Phillips, Prentice-Riblake, the three top teams in the state ranking-wise, all right here that you're running against.
Yes.
So to make it to state is just a huge hurdle just to get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, hats off to the boys and their efforts out there. And it was certainly
thank you.
It was certainly a special day out there for many athletes, including young Haley Bodo, who is with us here in studio and is an individual qualifier as a sophomore. Right, Haley?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, going into the race on Saturday, I think the expectation from looking at the results from the year, your expectation was I'm going to state, right? Was that the expectation?
Yeah.
So talk about the race itself and the course and kind of how the day went for you on Saturday.
We got there in the morning and I think we were all very nervous. We were all just like, okay, we have to just go out here and give our best. And I mean, we really thought that we had a really good chance. And in the race, I mean, things definitely didn't go as planned, but I mean, it happens.
All right. So talk about that course itself out there that we mentioned, beautiful course out there. And you go back in the woods a little bit. You got a little bit of a bumpy hill here and there, a little bit of straight up at one point. So is that one of the more challenging courses in Phillips?
Yes, very much. It's probably one of the hardest ones we run.
All right. Do you like it? You don't have to like it if you don't want to.
Not really.
Okay, yeah, everybody has their favorite courses to run or not to run. But it came down to at the end that you finished fifth, I believe it is, fifth overall. Mary, talk about the race that she ran, because we know that the girls' competition, especially with all the strong Phillips girls, for her to make it to state was not a given. I mean, it was very tough.
With all the talent that Phillips girls team has, and, you know, hats off to the Washburn and Solon Springs girls, because they really brought it that day. They have some phenomenal little runners up there up in the north, and they brought it. Haley, we were kind of banking on her. Hopefully, maybe if all went according to plan, coming out with a second or third, she ended up with a solid fifth for us. And she worked hard for that fifth place finish there. And, you know, in any given time, I've always say this, sometimes the best team doesn't always win. The best runners don't always win a race. Mm-hmm. In any given day, you got to see how you're feeling, how your body is feeling it. And on Saturday, when she got done and I talked to her, she just said, Coach, her legs just didn't want to go any faster.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens.
Sometimes you have those days, right?
Yes.
For whatever reason, your body's just like, I don't want to play today. And you got to push through it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I just remember telling her, but honey, I go, you made it to state because of all the extra that time, energy, and effort that you put into your training, your belief in yourself. So when her legs didn't want to go, she still went.
You kind of knew
and
it.
She did it enough.
Yeah.
And she earned her second, you know, trip to state here as a sophomore. And, you know, I'm just so proud of her, of how she got herself through that race, even if she wasn't feeling the best.
Yeah, that's what you talk about, is that the practice leading up to it and all the time you put in. Because when you get to that point, Haley, your body starts doing that. I'm sure you're thinking, well, I just got to push through this. I know I'm not going to collapse or anything. I just need to go push through this, because you probably felt it before at some point. Is that right, Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're just like, okay, let's get through this. We can sit down later, right?
Yep. So, you know, she had a great race down there,
yeah.
And it was a solid. Her time was very good on that course, and yeah. We're excited to see what's going to happen Saturday with her.
Saturday, Wisconsin Rapids, and you've been there before.
Yes,
so talk about the race last year and what challenge this course provides you at the golf course here in Rapids.
The course itself is hilly. It's very hilly, but I think just like the environment of it is just, it makes it so much better. There's people everywhere, and it kind of feels like you're in a movie when you get there.
Uh-huh.
And like when you're walking in and you're just like, holy cow, this is like real. There's so many people.
So many people, right?
Yeah.
And there's, like you said, all along the course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's people, because the course really doesn't go into the woods at all. It's all on the golf course.
Yep.
There. Kind of hilly, just little hills here and there. Mm-hmm. And then that last couple hundred yard stretch, they said, let's go uphill here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's a couple back loops in there around. But even in them areas, you always have people around cheering.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's a special it's a special event down there, that is for sure. Well, Haley, congratulations to you. It's always a great accomplishment to make it a state, especially in this sectional, because it's just crazy, crazy competitive. And we want to thank some other people, right?
Yes,
right?
Absolutely, Joe. Yeah. I really want to just say also hats off to our girls team this year.
Yep.
Just give a little shout out to them. We have two remarkable seniors on that team, and Mallory Smith and Addison Boblick, who have done so much for our programs here, you know, have made it to state years and years after year. And they've just made our program so much fun. And then, you know, we have Maddie Ernst, who's a junior, Vanessa Schmidt, a sophomore, she's our fifth runner. Addie, Maddie, and Mal flipped off all season to our 2-3-4 runner. Haley's been our top runner all season, and then Vanessa has been our fifth. And then Mackenzie Hurtrider and Cindy have just done such a good job within our program here. And Saturday was a very hard day for our girls team. We had high hopes of qualifying again to state, but they ran an awesome race down there. I just want everybody to know how good our girls ran. On that day, Solon and Washburn were just better than us, and they took it to us, and we ran tough, but it wasn't tough enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that being said, real quickly, I'd just like to say, you know, our girls were third in the conference, outstanding in a tough conference. The Merriwood Conference is one of the toughest in the state. That's a known fact on both the boys and girls sides.
Right.
And Price County produces a lot of really good, tough runners.
Yeah,
and, you know, I'm proud to live here and to compete against all these tough teams. And you can't base it on one meet. For both the boys and girls teams, I just want to say thank you to every boy and girl that ran for Coach Sammy and I again this year and contributed and helped the success of our programs. And then to all of our wonderful parents, administration, support, the community here, it's really amazing that, yes, I was born and raised here. Everybody kind of knows me, but they also know our programs. And that makes me very proud to be their coach and to be a part and to live in Park Falls.
Yeah. Two notes. First of all, I mean, there's athletes that come through your program who never see state, who for whatever reason, especially as individual. But that doesn't mean they're working any less hard than a lot of other people. Sometimes people just have physical limitations or whatever. They're going to be what they're going to be, and they get to that point. They work hard.
Yes.
And just because they don't make it to state doesn't mean anything less for them. And you're so good, Mary, at bringing out the best in everybody, whatever it might be.
I try.
Whether it's state or whether it's finishing third at conference or whatever, that's what you're good at. And I think that you and, you know, Coach Olson now in the tradition they have in Phillips and now Prentice Reblake doing what they're doing. Like, we needed another power in the area.
Yep.
But Coach Regeer doing a great job.
Yep.
You guys do such a good job of just encouraging participation in this sport. And now you're paying for it, Mary, because now everybody else is pretty good, too. So,
I know.
So you're paying for your success now, Mary.
Well, and you know what I've always said, Joel? Can you believe it? Here, I'm finishing my 38th year here.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, it's crazy. But I've always had a belief every team takes its turn at the top.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you create dynasties kind of when, I mean, you remember back in the days, a lot of kids or people forget about it real quick, but oh my goodness, from 08 to what, 2017, our boys and girls here at Shawmington dominated.
Right.
And now Phillips, and before that, Phillips dominated.
And Prentice had its day back in there too.
Back in the 80s and 90s when I started coaching, Prentice was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, every team, it takes its turn. It's the kids you got to get into them. You got to get them out for the sport first. You got them to buy into it, get them to work hard, and hopefully you can develop them. And they'll just go with it and love to run, because that's really what you have to do. Cross country is tough, mentally, physically, everything. It is a hard sport.
Yep, and I've always said I don't think there's any high school sport that translates better into life than running. You know the number of runners that continue to go on, and whether they run competitively or just a fun 5K, whatever it may be, when a lot of the team sports are done, I'll always say when I played basketball in high school, it was over and I dropped the ball and I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But running is a life sport.
It is.
It's a life sport.
And it's a cheap lifetime healthy sport. It's a gift you can take with you the rest of your life. With that being said, before I forget here, yes, I want to thank my coach, Sammy, my daughter, for helping us coach again this year. And Gina Scanlon is back in town as a teacher, and she helped as a volunteer this year. Whenever she could make it, she came. And then I'd also just like to say congratulations to the Phillips team, the Prentice Rib Lake teams, and good luck to them this weekend. We duke it out with you guys a lot. But we'll be down there cheering for you guys as well.
All right, very good. Mary, Haley, enjoy your time at State. Thank you so much. Haley Bodo, State Qualifier, Hall of Fame coach Mary Patterson. I didn't get that in. Cross-country coach here on the 90 EQ Morning Show. It always makes her laugh, so I always say it.